Steve Kerr on Florida Cop Hitting Teen, What the Hell is Wrong with Our Country? By Daniel Leberfeld on April 22, 2019. After a video emerged of a Broward County, Florida, police officer slamming a black teenager's head into the ground, and then punching him. Golden State Warriors Steve Kerr seemed to blame the entire country for the incident. What the hell is wrong with our country? This is insane yet routine. So demoralizing. Tweeted Kerr on April 20. Officer Christopher Krikovich, seen in the video, has been placed on restricted administrative assignment and was ordered to surrender his gun and badge while the incident is investigated. Krikovich and other officers were responding to a fight in Tamarack, Florida. Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James responded to Kerr on Twitter by tweeting, "So wrong. Hurts me to my soul. To think that could be my sons. Scary times, man." Some of Kerr's Twitter followers seemed to take issue with him making this into a national problem. At Bane25 tweeted at Kerr and NFL Network's Mike Silver, "It is brutality. No question. But it's the exception, not the rule. No question. Most cops aren't like this. It's intellectually unjust and misleading to label this act as commonplace in the USA." At PN Husker tweeted at Kerr, "I agree. It's awful, but it's those two or three idiots that did that is the issue. It's not the whole country. It's individuals. Too many, but still individuals. I don't think painting a broad brush is healthy." Kerr follower at BIP_547 would prefer the coach hold his thoughts until an investigation is conducted. When will Steve Kerr, and others, learn to save their criticism of law enforcement until all of the story is told or until all of the video or videos are shown? There's more to this story than what is being shown here, at BIP_547 tweeted. One of Kerr's followers, at Shorty, tweeted at the coach and former NFL wide receiver Chris Carter, who retweeted Kerr, 34 police officers killed in the line of duty this year. You tweet about how demoralizing that is? This isn't the first time Kerr has commented on an incident of police violence involving African Americans. On September 21, 2016, Kerr told ESPN Americans should be disgusted at the shooting of Tulsa native Terrence Grutcher. Unarmed black people are being killed indiscriminately around the country, Kerr told ESPN in the same 2016 interview. And that's what happened 2 days ago, to Grutcher. That's the message. That's what matters. The other stuff you can talk about all day. Nobody is right. Nobody is wrong. But that matters. Everyone should be trying to do something, whatever is in their power, to help in that regard. The Tulsa officer who shot Grutcher was acquitted. Kaepernick, a former NFL QB, started the Anthem Kneeling movement in the summer of 2016 to protest police brutality and social injustice. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Kenny Stills, who's continued Kaepernick's Anthem Kneeling movement the last 2 years with the QB out of the league, was outraged by the video. "This man couldn't wait to rough up a black child. Beyond sick of seeing this. The officers in this video need to be fired and all the charges against Luka need to be dropped. Plain and simple," tweeted Stills.